Raqqa on Australia's doorstep. That's the risk if the ISIS insurgency in Marawi isn't countered, according to the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. Mr. Turnbull has today confirmed Australia's offering to send special forces to help train up Filipino troops if the Philippine government wants it to. If deployed, the Australians would be going into a bewilderingly complex conflict zone, and analysts say the country could do with the outside help. Stephen Smiley has more.
In the city of Marawi on the island of Mindanao, Philippines officials say ground troops are making progress. The fighting's been raging since May, when armed fighters pledging allegiance to ISIS stormed into the city, beheading the local police chief. Melquiades Ordiales is from the Philippines Marine Corps and says while this week his troops are reclaiming parts of downtown Marawi, the fighting isn't over and it's taking its toll.
From the start, we took about 2 months to reach this place. It took us 1 week to cross this street.
Australian spy planes are already helping the Philippines' effort, providing intelligence on the ISIS militants' movements. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, says Australia could do even more, and the Defence Minister, Maurice Payne, will travel to Manila next week to discuss that offer.
We are working closely with the Philippines government. We're open to offering further assistance in capacity building, training, and so forth.
Despite the progress claimed by the Philippines military on the ground in Marawi, the Prime Minister thinks the fighters there who've pledged allegiance to the so-called Islamic State are far from defeated.
Well, let me be clear about this. The ISIL insurgency in Marawi city is a real threat to our region and to Australia. We do not want Marawi to become the Raqqa of Southeast Asia.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, is not yet committing to supporting the deployment pending a full briefing.
Of course, when it comes to national security and opposing terrorism wherever it happens, Labor's got a very good track record of working with the government. So out of courtesy to the protocols, we'll wait till the government briefs us on what's actually being proposed.
The Philippines Constitution prohibits the deployment of foreign forces in the country, and the country's president, Rodrigo Duterte, has clearly stated he doesn't want overseas combat troops. That means any Australian contribution would be confined to training and intelligence-gathering assistance, and that's what the country could do with, according to Peter Lay from the National Security Institute at the University of Canberra, who spoke to The World Today.
The Philippines need some help. It would be a task away from the combat line. These are not combat troops, but they would be people training the Philippine army with the types of skills that they need in the city of Marawi.
Peter Lay adds the situation in Marawi and the wider province of Mindanao isn't straightforward. The Philippines' largest island in the country's south has seen fighting by a precursor to the group now calling itself ISIS, Abu Sayyaf, since at least the mid-90s.
If you just look at what I call the alphabet soup of the insurgent forces down there, you've got the MILF, the MNLF, and the Abu Sayyaf group, otherwise known as the ASG, and now we've got this East Asia Wilaya that is developing under ISIS, so they'll face a confused environment.
He expects even if the group fighting in Marawi is contained quickly, Australia's commitment could end up being longer term.
This ISIS group have got a hold, and they need to be taken first out of Marawi, but then we need to consider what happens afterwards in terms of rebuilding the force, providing the intelligence, and we've seen the Director General of ISIS up there recently. And I think that we'd probably see more cooperation in the counter-terror realm in things such as financing and a whole range of other issues to try and make sure that we can get rid of this ISIS force that looks to be set and looks to spread throughout the region.
That's Peter Lay from the University of Canberra, ending that report by Stephen Smiley.